News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, as you know, all this week here on News Talk, we've been concentrating on your commuter hell. The hours and hours you spend on buses and in cars and in trains every morning trying to get to work. Today we are in Cork, though, where concerns have been raised again about the Patrick Street car ban that has been reintroduced. You remember there was a Ferrari, it was withdrawn, then it was reintroduced. Now, some traders this time around say they've experienced a decrease in trade of up to 25%. Earlier we spoke to John Buttermer, Cork City Councillor. He believes the ban is still the right thing for the city.
The restriction is working. Look, I think a lot of effort has been put into marketing the position accurately, that it's a restriction on Patrick Street for 3 hours in the day and that all other access routes in and out of the city are open. We have a fantastic diverse range on offer within the city centre, you know, in terms of retail, restaurants and other types of entertainment. So there is an attractive package in the city and we just need to be able to communicate that constantly to people to reinforce the message that the city is open and is looking for business.
To hear from the traders effect, we're joined by Tom Murphy of Tom Murphy Menswear on Patrick Street. Tom, in your experience, how badly have you been affected?
About 20%, Shane. It's down over the last 7 weeks or so. That's pretty much nailed down now. We've done the figures and everything.
And what do you put that down to?
Look, it's no secret. They did it back in April, and we all noticed a marked downturn in the number of people coming into the city centre. It's exactly the same again. It's not a coincidence or anything. Blatantly obvious that the downturn in people coming in the door, it's just happened since they brought in this caravan.
Okay.
And for whatever reason, I don't understand the infrastructure of the city as well as some people, and they could probably explain it a bit better, but there's less people coming into town. Is it because the message hasn't been communicated to them that it's only a caravan for 3 hours in the day? Are they not getting the message? Have the council not done their job in telling people that the city is still open for business? Or some people are saying that it's created more problems with traffic and it's creating more of a logjam in the outskirts of the city. So,
right, because I'm not there on the ground like you are, but I am genuinely curious because, I mean, you look, for example, at Dublin, the two main shopping streets, the two by far the busiest shopping streets in Dublin, are both pedestrianised. You would imagine an absence of cars. Difficult to see how an absence of cars would affect retailers.
First of all, Shane, Dublin is a totally different place.
That is, but the principle is not that different.
It's not, and it may well be the case that down the line that this will turn out to be a good thing. But it seems to be the case that they have miscalculated how much of an effect that it's going to have in the downturn in footfall or in the number of people coming into the city. I'm quite sure that they've miscalculated. They weren't expecting it to be as bad the second time around. I know that for a fact. And it may well be good going forward into the future. But like, we're coming up to the crucial Christmas period now. And not a lot of the traders, that's where they do their bulk of their year's trade. And it's a terrible time for it. And this is not anecdotal, this is fact.
Okay.
If we are down 20%.
Okay, I'm reading a quote here from Rob Horgan, the manager of Cafe Velo on George's Quay. He says his business is up 11.5%. And he says, I think some of those complaining in recent days are looking at a very narrow window. Of course, you'll have quiet times. We have to look at the wider picture. If we keep talking down the city, no one will come in. Traders have to accept that business is changing and they have to adapt.
First of all, Rob is in a totally different type of business. He's also in a different part of the city. I know Rob quite well. He's in the coffee shop business. Where he is, there's an awful lot of development has gone up around that area over the last year or two. There's a number of office blocks that have just been completed. So he's doing quite well. And, you know, I read a quote from Rob saying that, you know, he's working really hard in social media. I mean, look, we've an online shop for the last 10 or 12 years. We do all the social media and stuff. The traders up in Patrick Street, every single one of them, if you ask them, it's having a hugely detrimental effect on their trade.
Okay.
So, and as I said before, if you pick 20 people, there'll obviously be one out of the 20 that will go against the grain and will say things are different for him. But the majority of traders are saying that it's having an awful effect on trade.
What do you want to see happen, Tom?
Well, first of all, I totally agree that pedestrianisation could be a good thing in the long run. But I think that it'll have to be put off again because it had too much of it had a massive impact on trade in the lead up to Christmas, and it looks like it's getting worse and not getting better. If they're going to try and do it again, there is going to have to be much more communication this time. They're going to have to do their homework, and they're going to have to try and get the message out. There's loads of people that come up to Cork from the country, from the rural areas, and they seem to be under the impression that the city is closed for business, that it's not a good idea to come up to the city, so they're shopping in the outskirts. That's the current problem, but there's also a lot of other issues with Cork City, where the city centre hasn't been promoted or it hasn't been marketed in the correct way. And everybody knows that. It's no secret. That's been the way for a number of years. And we've been steadily losing our business to some of the outskirts, shopping centres and places like that. And, you know, they need to get their act together. And I think they'll have to revoke it again, because coming up to Christmas, it's too crucial a period. And when they do it, if they do it again, they're going to have to do their homework, and they're really going to have to do it right this time. Third time lucky.
Okay, third time lucky, perhaps. Tom Murphy of Tom Murphy Menswear on Patrick Street. Thanks indeed for joining us.